Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a slice-based amen validation in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow, which is a really smart way to work if you want your drums to feel intentional instead of random. The big idea here is simple. Don't start by chopping the break into 1,000 pieces. Start by deciding how you want the phrase to move. Then use slice edits to support that motion. That approach is especially powerful in drum and bass, because the break isn't just keeping time. It's helping drive tension, supporting the bass line, and creating that push-pull energy that makes the drop feel alive. We are aiming for a tight 2-bar amen variation that could live in a first drop, a switch-up section, or even a tension-building intro. The end result should feel like a classic amen-derived loop, but with modern control, ghost notes, snare accents, a few rearranged hats, and automation that takes the loop from dry and restrained to more aggressive by the end of the phrase. First, grab a clean amen break and drop it onto an audio track. If needed, switch the clip into warp mode. For this kind of rhythmic material, beats mode is usually the right starting point. You want the break to stay punchy, so trim the gain and leave some headroom. A good target is peaking around -6 dB before you start adding processing. That gives you space for distortion and bus processing later, without smashing the transient detail. Now listen carefully to the raw break. Before you do any slicing, ask yourself a question. Does this break already feel good dry? Because if it doesn't, automation and editing won't magically fix it. The raw rhythm has to work first. That's one of the most important habits you can build. Next, slice the break to a new MIDI track. In Ableton Live 12, that gives you a simpler instrument in slice mode, which is perfect for this workflow. Use transient-based slicing if the break is clean and well-defined. Don't overslice every tiny bit of noise. Keep it manageable. You want the main kick, snare, ghost hits, hats, and little tails that give the groove personality. Think of the slices like performance pieces, not like raw data you need to capture every millisecond of. Once the slicing is done, create a 2-bar MIDI clip and place only the main hits first. Keep it simple. Put in your key kick accents, your snare backbeats, a couple of ghost notes, and maybe one or two hat or tail slices for motion. At this stage, resist the urge to make it busy. We're going to build the energy with automation, not just by stuffing more notes into the pattern. This is where the automation first part really comes alive. Start shaping the phrase with filter movement. Add an auto filter before any heavy saturation or distortion, and set it up so the break starts fairly restrained. For example, begin with the cutoff around 200 to 400 Hz if you want a filtered intro feel, then automate it opening up toward 8 to 12 kHz by the end of the second bar. That one move can make the loop feel like it's breathing and evolving, even before you add extra edits. And that's the secret sauce for a lot of drum and bass breaks. The listener feels the motion before they consciously notice the details. You're creating anticipation with tone and energy, not just with note density. Now listen to the relationship between the break and the bass line. This matters a lot. In a dark DNB drop, the bass often owns the first beat and the low mid pocket after the snare. So your amen variation should answer the bass, not fight it. Leave room on beat 1 for the sub. Let the snare speak clearly on 2 and 4. Use ghost notes in the gaps between bass phrases. If the bass is saying something, the break should respond with attitude, not interrupt. A really useful way to think about it is call and response. The bass says something heavy, and the drums answer back with a ghost hit, a tiny hat flick, or a snare pickup. That conversational feel is what makes the groove feel musical instead of crowded. Now add some controlled movement with processing. Put a saturator after the filter and use it subtly at first. A few dB of drive can bring the mid-range character forward and help the break cut through without needing a huge volume boost. If you want a bit more weight and edge, add drum bus, but be careful. In break-based DNB, too much drive or boom can flatten the transient punch. Use just enough to give the break attitude. Often the best move is to keep the main loop cleaner and let the dirt come in more during fills or transitions. That's also where automation becomes your best friend. Automate saturator drive so the second half of the phrase feels dirtier than the first. Automate drum bus crunch only where you want extra impact. Automate the filter so the loop opens gradually. And if you want a really effective transition moment, throw a bit of reverb or echo onto a single ghost hit or fill slice instead of washing out the whole loop. One well-placed throw can sound huge. Next, refine the articulation of the slices. In simpler, use the envelope and note lengths to control how each slice lands. Snares can stay fuller, while hats and tails can be tighter. If a slice feels too sharp or too aggressive, don't rush to delete it. Try lowering its velocity first. or shorten the envelope, or shift its filter a little. Small adjustments often fix the groove without wrecking the pattern. Velocity is a big deal here. Main snare accents can sit high, around 100 to 127. Ghost notes can live much lower, maybe 35 to 75. Hats and tail slices can sit somewhere in the middle. That dynamic range is what makes the break feel played rather than pasted together. In jungle and rollers, controlled imperfection is often more convincing than perfect quantization. If the groove starts feeling too robotic, nudge a few ghost notes slightly late or add a little groove swing. You don't need to make it sloppy, you just want it to breathe. A break with a bit of human timing can feel way more exciting in a club context than something snapped to the grid like a machine gun. Once the pattern is feeling good, resample it. This is a huge workflow tip. Record 4 to 8 bars of the edited break with the automation active onto a new audio track. Why do this? Because resampling lets you capture the vibe as a performance. Then you can cut the best moments, reverse a tail, duplicate a fill, or build a new variation from the printed audio. It also tends to sound more cohesive than endlessly tweaking the original slices. After resampling, you can even turn off warping if the timing is locked in and you want the audio to feel more fixed and punchy. That can help the loop feel more like a deliberate performance and less like a loop you're still babysitting. Now zoom out and think like an arranger. If this variation is going into a full track, it needs a job in the structure. For example, in an 8-bar intro, you might start with the amen filtered and minimal, then bring in the bass on the drop. Keep the break restrained at first, and then open things up more by bar 5. In bar 8, you could filter things down again for a turnaround into the next phrase. That way the break is steering the energy of the track, not just repeating for the sake of it. A few common mistakes to watch for. 1. Chopping too much too early. If you start with a hyper-detailed edit before the phrase shape is defined, it can get messy fast. 2. Oversaturating the break until it loses punch. Keep checking bypass. 3. Ignoring the bass pocket. The sub needs room, especially on beat 1. 4. Letting the loop become static. If nothing changes across 2 to 8 bars, it'll start to feel flat. Automation is what keeps it moving. Here's a pro move for darker DNB. High pass the break around 80 to 140 HC if your sub needs room. That keeps the low end clean and powerful. You can also keep the core of the break more mono-compatible, while letting width live in the hats, fills, and textural bits. In a club mix, that kind of discipline pays off big time. Another useful trick is to think in layers. Your main amen slice pattern is one layer. A stripped-down ghost or hat copy can be another. A resampled fill or impact can be a third. If you automate each layer differently, the groove evolves in a much more interesting way than if you try to force everything into one oversized loop. Now for a quick practice mindset. If you want this to really stick, build a 2-bar amen variation using one break, auto filter, saturator, drum bus, and utility only. Give yourself at least one automation move per bar. Start restrained, open it up, add one ghost fill, and bounce the result against a sub or reese. Then ask yourself, does this loop actually build tension, or is it just repeating? That question is everything in drum and bass, because the best amen variations don't just sound cool in isolation. They work in context. They leave room for the bass line. They evolve across the phrase. They feel deliberate, musical, and section-aware. So as you work, remember this. Treat the amen like a performance layer, not the foundation. Let the bass and kick carry the core weight. Let the break bring motion, attitude, and syncopation. Use automation to shape the journey first. Then let slicing and resampling lock it into place. That's how you get from a chopped-up break to a proper DNB drum statement. Now open Ableton Live 12, grab your amen, and start shaping the energy before you start over-editing the notes. That's the move.